sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Forsake me, take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms He'll take and shield me. Thou wilt find a solace there in His arms. Oh, in His arms He'll take and shield me. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Dear ones, welcome to worship today. It is delightful to have you here with us. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. I am very happy to welcome the Reverend Kelly Grittner to our midst today to minister among us. We are grateful that he is here. And as you can see, today is a communion day. If you need to pause this recording to prepare the elements of bread or crackers and some wine or juice, go ahead and do that now. And as we do on communion days here, let us acknowledge the hospitality and grace of our First Nations neighbours and hear the land acknowledgement. We are honoured to gather, serve and worship on the traditional and unceded territory of the Qualicum First Nation, the traditional keepers of this land. We seek to live with respect for these original peoples and to honour their values and the land they have called home for thousands of years. We also pay our respects for and acknowledge the lives lost and the courage of the survivors of residential schools, and commit to support, advocate for, and contribute to the implementation of the calls to action of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada. Let's join together in today's call to worship. Greetings to our brothers and sisters in the faith. We come to celebrate God's presence and God's love expressed through Jesus Christ. We come remembering Christ's life and ministry and the life we are called to live. We come as a pilgrim people searching for ways to live out our faith. We come seeking the strength to carry on our journey. Let us rejoice in God's gift to us. And let us remember God's goodness as we light the Christ candle. Let us remember his goodness in giving us his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's worship together in prayer. Holy Jesus, you call us into a life that others have told us is easy, but it is not. You challenge us to forgive, to love our enemies, to bless those who curse us. We want the easy way, but you have given us the hard path. Grant us the patience and endurance to journey with you, to allow ourselves at times to stumble, to live into the hard way, so that we might fully experience your love, grace, and peace in this world by becoming a people full of love and grace and forgiving others. In your name we pray. Amen. Friends, let's come together to God's throne of grace and pray the prayer of confession. It is unfortunately true, O patient God, that we do not take the sacrifices of Christian discipleship seriously, and that we instead turn it into an easy road to personal fulfillment and success. Forgive us our self-serving attitude, O God, and place before us again, in ways we cannot ignore, the demands and costs of discipleship. Then give us the wisdom and strength to follow the Christ anyway. In his name we pray. Amen.
Having offered our prayers of confession this morning, let us hear words that we are forgiven. Let us hear words of grace. Persistently, patiently, lovingly, God pours out grace and joy into our lives, healing our brokenness, forgiving our sin. Loved, we are sent to love. Forgiven, we are freed to forgive. Graced, we can offer our gifts to everyone we meet. Thanks be to God. Amen. As we gather at the table this morning, friends, let us hear the words of our new creed. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Good morning. Our first reading is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verses 1 through 11. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it and settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us. When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number, and there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power and with signs of wonder. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house. Our second reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 25 through 33, and I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version. Now large crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and said to them, Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, This fellow began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Episcopalian priest Barbara Brown Taylor wrote once of a time in her early adulthood when she was struggling with what to do with her life. She remembered one night when, half asleep, she prayed to God to tell her plainly, as plainly as possible, what she was supposed to do. To her surprise, she actually heard an answer. Anything that pleases you. What? She said, waking up. What kind of an answer is that? Do anything that pleases you, the voice in her head said, and belong to me. That simplified things considerably. She knew she could pump gas in Idaho or dig latrines in Pago Pago, as far as God was concerned, as long as she remembered whose she was. In the words we heard today from Deuteronomy, Moses seems to give the Hebrew people a similar word of counsel. Moses has just finished laying out the code of laws that will govern the Hebrew people in the new land that God is giving them. And he concludes it all with one brief ritual instruction. He lays out for them an order of worship and says, in effect, remember whose you are. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and when you settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground which you harvest from the land, put it in a basket and take it to the priest and say, 'Today I declare to the Lord that I have come into the land that the Lord promised us.' And when the priest takes the basket, you shall say, 'A homeless Aramean was my father. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number,' and so on." This homeless Aramean was their ancestor Jacob, and the story they were to recount in this sacred offering ritual was the story of God's dealing with Jacob and Jacob's offspring through famine and survival, through oppression and escape, through wilderness wandering, and coming into this land they now occupied. It's a ritual reminder of their history and their covenant relationship with God. And this little story, a summation, is reported to be the first recorded creed in Scripture. An ancestor to the creed we will recite later this morning when we gather at the communion table to give thanks and share the bread and wine, a meal of thanksgiving in which we remember whose we are, children of God and followers of Jesus Christ. Moses calls the people to remember, and his words to recite them over and over again every time they bring their first fruits as a ritual for remembering whose they are and to whom they belong. That memory, he knows, will kindle their gratitude for all God has done for them, and it will prompt their willingness to share with others the first and best fruits of the land, regardless of the shape or the size of the harvest. Look back over the story of which you are a part, Moses says, and yes, remember the story. It's a story that swings back and forth between hope and hopelessness. But if we look closely, we see it is not an account of the people overcoming great odds by sheer force and will and courage, thus triumphing over all obstacles to achieve a happy life. This is not a story of sheer will, but of sheer grace. Remember the whole story, Moses reminds them. It's the reason for bringing forward the first fruits, because finding your memory will bring you to a place of gratitude, and gratitude will turn you towards ministry. And it's also in that same spirit that Moses commands another item, one which we sometimes miss. He instructs the people to prepare a meal of celebration, but not just for themselves, but more broadly. "Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house." This meal of gratitude is meant to be shared with strangers, temporary residents, the exiles, the aliens, the sojourners. Why is that? Because the Hebrew people too were once temporary residents, strangers and exiles themselves, strangers in a foreign land, their continued existence dependent upon the goodwill of a community and a place not of their own belonging. They were strangers, aliens in a foreign land. I'm wondering, if we look at our congregation, how many might be original members of St. Stephen's United Church? And for how many might this have been their only church home? I suspect not too many. And that means that at one time or another have been spiritual strangers, aliens, and travelers, dependent on others for providing them with a community of faith. And we need this reminder now more than ever that the work of the people of God is always welcoming the foreigner, because we too were once foreign to God's family. Who are the Levites and the aliens of our time? Well, who? We see them every day, or maybe we don't. Barbara Brown Taylor says there are people in all our communities who do not belong to the same groups we do. Some of them live down the street. Some of them stand right in front of us at the post office, maybe the grocery store, maybe at the beach, where they remain largely invisible to us. They may be seated beside you this morning. At its most basic level, celebrating with strangers and sojourners amongst us is the practice of loving the neighbor as we love ourselves. More intricately, it is the practice of coming face to face with another human being, preferably someone different enough to qualify as a capital O other, and at least entertaining the possibility that this person might be one of the faces of God. The others, belonging to God as much and is the same way we do, the others just as worthy of God's grace and love as we all are, the others, the neighbors, the strangers, the aliens. According to Joseph Sacks, the chief rabbi of Great Britain offers some amazing research. He says, the Hebrew Bible in one verse commands, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, one time. But in no fewer than 36 places commands us to love the stranger. Love the stranger 36 times, the Bible says so. So when we come to the communion table today, remember whose you are and to whom you belong, and give thanks to the gifts God has provided us with today. We are the first fruit of God, called to follow in the footsteps of Jacob, Moses, and Jesus, called to confess our faith and to bring our best to the table and to all of God's creation. Remember whose you are and to whom you belong, and may this act of remembering move us to acts of love and kindness shown to the other. Remember whose you are and to who you belong. God's inclusive generosity embraces us all to be experienced again and again as together we share bread, wine, food, and everything else that supports and enhances our lives. And remember that we, like the Israelites, do not wander without the promises of God. We do not embark on this journey to live in trust and have faith without assurance that the risen Christ goes with us to lead us, guide us, and lift us up when we need it. Remember that compassion is not the absence of fear, but the overwhelming, undeniable call to engage of acts of love and justice. As we journey today, may we listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. May we rejoice in all our blessings, and with gratitude, may we be the blessing. This we humbly pray, and all God's people say, Amen.
Thank you. Good morning, friends. God, you have given us grace to pray with one heart, one voice, and you promise to hear the prayers where two or more are gathered in your name. Fulfill now, we pray, the prayers and longing of your people. Today's prayer is responsive. When I say, God of love, your response is, grant our prayer. God of love, grant our prayer. Let us pray for God's people throughout the world, for this gathering, and for all who minister in Christ's name. Holy God, by your Spirit, may the whole body of your faithful people know you. Receive our prayers which we offer before you for all the members of your holy church, that in our vocations and our ministries that we may truly and reverently serve you. God of love, grant our prayer. Let us pray for the nations of the earth, for the well-being of all people, and for those in authority. God of compassion, we pray in every heart the true love of peace, and may you guide with your wisdom those who govern the nations of this earth, that justice and peace may increase until the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love. God of love, grant our prayer. Let us pray for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, the prisoners, the unemployed, and those in any need. Gracious God, comfort all who sorrow and strengthen up all who suffer. Hear the cry of those in misery and need. In their afflictions, show them your mercy. And give us, we pray, the strength to serve them for the sake of Jesus Christ who suffered for us. God of love, grant our prayer. Let us pray for the missions of this church and for the coming of God's reign among all nations and peoples. Loving God, you have made all races and nations to be one family, and you sent Jesus Christ to proclaim the good news of salvation for all. Pour out your Spirit on the world, the creation, and quicken the coming of your reign of justice and of love among the nations of this world. God of love, grant our prayer. Let us remember with thanksgiving before God those who have died in Christ and those whose faith is known to God alone. God of love, grant our prayer. We're grateful for all the firefighters that assisted our community in protecting the homes of the evacuees to have the fires under control here on Vancouver Island. And we pray that all the fires burning across our province and country will soon be extinguished. God of love, grant our prayer. Let us give thanks for all God's goodness. You are worthy, God, to receive honor and blessing and praise and glory for the love, for the power that is love, now and forever. Amen.
As we gather at the table, let us give thanks. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God, for it is right for us to give thanks and praise. Holy and right it is, and our joyful duty to give thanks to you at all times and in all places, O God, our Creator, Almighty and Everlasting One. You created heaven with all its hosts and the earth with all its plenty. You have given us life and being, and you preserve us by your providence. But you have shown us the fullness of your love in sending into the world your Son, Jesus Christ, the eternal Word made flesh for us and for our salvation. For the precious gift of this mighty Savior, who has reconciled us to you, we praise and bless you, O God. With your whole church on earth and all company of heaven, we worship and adore your glorious name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Most righteous God, we remember in this meal, our supper, that the perfect sacrifice offered once on the cross by your Lord Jesus Christ for the sin of the whole world. In the joy of his resurrection and the expectation of his coming again, we offer ourselves to you as holy and living sacrifices. Together we proclaim the mystery of the faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. And send your Holy Spirit upon us, we pray, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be to us the communion of the body and blood of Christ. Grant that being joined together in him, we may attain to the unity of the faith and grow up in all things into Christ our Lord. And as this grain has been gathered from many fields into one loaf, and these grapes from many hills into one cup, grant, O Lord, that your whole church may soon be gathered from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We praise you, eternal God, through Christ, your word made flesh, and in the power of your life-giving spirit, now and forever. Amen. We join in the prayer taught to us by Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread. Breaking it, saying, "This is my body, broken for you." And in the same manner, he took the cup, saying, "Drink as often as you will, and remember me." The body of Christ, the blood of Christ, ready for the people of God.
My body given for you. This is the cup that holds the blood of the new covenant. This is forgiveness, simple and true. This is the way that I have made for you. Before you eat, before take a long look inside and tell me what you see. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. This is the bread of the love of Christ poured out anew. This is the Son of God who died for you. Before you eat, covenant, this is forgiveness, simple and true. This is the way that I have made for you. I am the way. This is the way that I have made for you.
Having received the gifts of God, let us join together in prayer. Life-giving God, may we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring new life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so that we and all your children shall be free, and all creation will live to praise your name. Amen.
Thank you for all the ways that you contribute to the ministry and work of God here at St. Stephen's. Let's pray together over all the gifts that have been given this week, whether they are time or talent or money. Let's pray the offertory prayer, dedicating these gifts to God's purposes. Lord Jesus Christ, with these gifts we commit ourselves anew to being your faithful disciples. Just as you followed the will of your Father, so we would follow you. We pray that these offerings may be used by your church to further your kingdom, and we ask that you will use us to seek out and encourage new disciples. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. A couple of announcements for this week. Next week, September 14th, 10 o'clock, is a combined service in person here, so that we can hear the search team's report afterwards at a congregational meeting. They're very excited to bring us some news. So if you're able and if you're local, please join us and you can worship with us here at 10 o'clock and then join in that meeting afterwards. We will be online still. Also, ministries are rebooting now that we're into September, and Bible study is recommencing downstairs in the lower hall, Wednesdays at 10:30. Jane Meeker is going to kick it off by leading the group through the book of Matthew. So again, if you're local, able to join, the group would really welcome you. So 10:30 on Wednesdays in the lower hall.
Friends, as we go out into the world to live out our faith, let us hear these words as blessings from God. The Spirit of God is upon you and has anointed you. You are the salt of the earth and you bring light to the world. You are not too young or too old. You are not too rich or too needy to bring good news to the impoverished, to give a hand to the brokenhearted, and to live out freedom and pardon through the gifts you have been given. The God of yesterday and the God of tomorrow knows you by your name, loves you, and calls you forth, saying, go be the person you are called to be. Love wildly, do justice, and come back soon. May it be so. Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good.